Hi, I'm Simon Davis and I'm the Commercial Director at Everything Genetic. So, as the Commercial Director, what does my role involve? Well, I lead the company's commercial team, including the sales and marketing functions for Everything Genetic. Our commercial functions are split into three separate divisions: our initial focus of cancer, the developing need for wellness, and obviously more recently, the COVID division. In total now, our commercial team employs 20 full-time people. And this year in 2021, we've seen exponential growth and we expect £50 million of revenues. However, in order to deliver that revenue target, we will need to work really closely with the operational side of our business to ensure really effective implementation of these services. So the company is rapidly growing. And one question I do get asked quite regularly is, how have we managed this overnight expansion of our business? So much of the short-term success has come from the rapid growth we've seen in COVID PCR testing. This required working very closely with James, the CEO, to develop the service when we were first asked to deliver this for our cancer patients at the start of the COVID pandemic. We both had to sit back and really understand the channels that we wanted to provide the service and the customers that we would be delivering them to. Build out a clear business proposition and the infrastructure behind it to make sure we could deliver a really high quality service to our customers. We're obviously only a reasonably small organization, so one key factor in our success this year has been building strategic partnerships and alliances. This in turn has opened many, many doors for us and has really allowed us to work along some really great big organizations here in the UK. A great example of that was allowing us to win the contract to provide Bupa all of their testing for both their direct-to-consumer and also for their corporate accounts. And finally, it'd be remiss of me not to mention the great people that we've got in our team. And without these talented and motivated individuals, we really wouldn't have a business at all. We're obviously expanding rapidly, and as we bring in more people into the team, it's key for us that we continue to find those dynamic and high energy people to deliver our future services. So, as the commercial director, I'll be honest, it's not always plain sailing, and we do see challenges along the way. With any rapid expansion, we will always experience a few growing pains. These can be quite basic things like lab issues from time to time, or perhaps Royal Mail not delivering our samples on time in what is already a pressurized environment with people looking to travel. These in turn create internal customer care issues. But really, in honesty, beyond these, it's really about the capacity of the people in the team we have and the resources in place to deliver on all of the great opportunities that we've got at our disposal. Ensuring that we don't lose our focus on our core EGL mission, which initially was about democratizing the cancer screening here in the UK. So what we've done to ensure that we don't lose that focus is to create sub-teams of people, as I mentioned, COVID, cancer, and wellness, to ensure that we can give each of those functions the focus and the dedication that it deserves. We've learned a lot in a really short space of time, but what we do continue to do really, really well is act quickly, evolve, and this in turn will make us stronger for the future. So let me share with you what the current core products and services are here at Everything Genetic. As I mentioned to you earlier, we have three distinct business functions: cancer, wellness, and COVID. And as much as COVID has been the real source of growth over the last 12 months, our core company vision was set around democratization of genetic testing here in the UK and enabling screening of individuals for conditions such as cancer and heart disease. What does democratization mean? It means bringing access to more patients. Genetic testing plays a key part in this, analyzing genes such as BRCA1 and 2 for cancer, as an example. We continue to evolve these services as well, looking at other ways of screening for cancers. A new service we've recently launched looks at polygenic risk scores, and that determines an individual's risk of developing cancer in the next 10 years. We also look at cancer at other stages, including our NICE approved services for breast cancer. These are prognostic tests which take a lump of cancerous tissue and we analyze it to determine the prognosis for that patient. And this in turn helps the clinician to decide the treatment pathway for those patients, should they be given chemotherapy or not. However, obviously, we've also talked a lot about our COVID testing service. This is a major part of our growth this year, and it enables employers to bring their staff back to work as we move out of the pandemic. And importantly, for the next 3 months, this will also allow the country to unlock and travel out of the UK for their summer holidays. So how do I see Everything Genetic evolving in the future? I'm really excited about the future here at EGL, with many of our strategic partners opening new doors for future growth and new services and products. We believe COVID will be here for some time yet, and we are already planning for the next evolution of testing. This will be quicker, easier to use, just as accurate tests that could be used at home in a really cost-effective way. Again, in line with the cancer democratization, really making these tests accessible for everybody at any time. We also really believe in the growth of the wellness sector, with individuals feeling more empowered more than ever before to proactively manage all of their health. We'll be looking to develop at-home services to really empower patients. And we also really continue to invest into our cancer portfolio and are on our mission to drive change here in the UK. This will include working alongside the NHS to offer a mass cancer screening programme here in the UK, identifying patients at risk and allowing them to have earlier interventions, ultimately saving thousands and thousands of lives. So what excites me most about the future vision at Everything Genetic is pioneering a positive change to the whole healthcare system here in the UK. Continuing to build Everything Genetic as a company with a really long-term future and security to all of its employees. Supporting the graduates that we're just hiring now to develop to become the real future stars of this organisation. Seeing how we can mould and shape the wellness division to become the next really big key growth driver for the company. And of course, continuing to harness that really true power of collaboration with our key strategic partners. This in turn will allow us to really reach for the stars and believe that anything at all is possible. So what does a commercial director do in their spare time? Well, I've got to be honest, there's not an awful lot of it. I am a dad to three wonderful children, Oscar, Daisy and Felix. Felix, my youngest, at just four. We are a family that are full of adventuring. This weekend just gone, my wife and I, Becky, we hiked a 29-mile stretch of the Jurassic coastline. And then this weekend coming, we'll be family festivaling here in Dorset at Camp Festival. We love paddleboarding and camping and all of the other things that most parents have to do on weekends in terms of golf lessons and dancing lessons. Besides this, on a personal note, I also a keen sportsman. I've represented Great Britain a number of times at running and cycling. And looking forward to the next World Championships, which I've qualified for in Holland. In honesty, I just love riding my bike, really, for fun. I try not to take myself too seriously, particularly now I'm getting old, and really just very grateful with my lot in life. I've got a great career here at EGL, a wonderful family, and my health, and just to do a fantastic job every single day here at Everything Genetic.